WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Patrick Smith, in for Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Rules Committee of Chicago's City Council approved Alderman Walter Burnett to be the next head of the powerful Zoning Committee. This body oversees all decisions about what gets built in Chicago and where. This comes after months of vacancy, drama, and political jockeying for the position. We spoke with Tessa Weinberg and Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ City Government and Politics reporters, about Burnett's record and what this could mean for the council and development in the city at large. I started off by asking Tessa how the Zoning Committee touches the lives of average Chicagoans.
Yeah, the Zoning Committee, even if people don't realize that or have never heard of it, is super important to their daily lives, to development in the city. It oversees everything from small renovations to people's homes, to whether residential buildings can be approved, to, you know, large-scale major developments that change the skyline and the shape of the city. And so every alderperson has to be able to get legislation through this committee. And, for example, even just on the agenda today, I believe they're debating it as we speak, is whether to grant landmark status for the St. Adalbert Church in Pilsen, which is a very heated topic for residents in the neighborhood. You know, the Archdiocese doesn't want to see that happen. And to everything from approving large signs for businesses to construction of new residential buildings. So they really do it all.
So despite sounding really boring, the Zoning Committee like decides what Chicago looks like throughout the whole city.
Definitely, yeah. From the minuscule to the large scale, you know, another proposal that's been before them is whether to allow for the expansion of ADUs, additional dwelling units, which would be, for example, having a coach house in your backyard and constructing that. And that's been really controversial of affordable housing advocates wanting to see this to boost housing in the city, while some alderpersons say they have concerns about how this could impact traffic and public safety to just the look of neighborhoods. Yeah, it's a little bit of everything there.
So this is obviously an incredibly important committee, as Tessa's laying out there. Mariah, let's dive into who Alderman Burnett is. Tell us a little bit about his role in city council so far.
Sure. So currently, Alderman Burnett does not chair a committee. He is the city's vice mayor. So he is next in line if a vacancy were to happen in the mayor's office. He's a member of the council's Black Caucus, and he is the longest serving alderman in the council. He's represented the 27th ward on the west side since 1995. That ward, you know it for the West Loop primarily, but it also includes parts of East Garfield Park, parts of River West, the Illinois Medical District. This is his first term as dean of the city council, which is basically just an honorary nickname that goes to the city's longest serving alderman, which he became after Ed Burke stepped down and was convicted. Burnett has chaired, you know, several committees. He's not new to committee chairmanships. He got his first leadership post in the council under Richard M. Daley as chair of the Cultural Affairs and Special Events Committee. And he's also served as chair of the Traffic Committee under Rahm and Lightfoot. You know, he's known as a moderate who really prides himself on working with different factions of the city council.
As you mentioned, his ward is extensive, ranging from Greektown to Fulton Market to East Garfield Park. It's the fastest growing area of the city. Here's a little bit of what Alderman Burnett told you, Mariah, in an interview about his experience.
My experience with developers, not only from Chicago, my experience with developers from all over the country who have come to my ward and done things, give people a sense of confidence of knowing what to expect.
So how has he engaged the business community and worked with developers?
Yeah, you know, he prides himself on his relationship with developers. In this news, for instance, he said that he was getting calls from developers congratulating him on the appointment and, you know, even before that, urging him to take this chairmanship. He is pro-development. He also calls himself pro-community, pro-affordable housing, but he is known for representing one of the most vastly transformed wards in the city of Chicago. We watched, you know, over decades, the meatpacking district in the city's Fulton Market neighborhood turn into a sprawling restaurant hub. He deals with complex zoning issues in the Illinois Medical District, which is also trying to kind of transform itself into a more neighborhood feel. He has the Bally's Casino project in his ward, if that takes off. And, you know, he says he's tried to leverage those close ties that he has with developers, that he's created with developers over the years, to try to push for community input into these projects. You know, he talks about how he is pushing Bally's developers, for instance, right now, to hire 27th Ward residents to work on the construction and to work at the casino, and says he's been successful in that. And so I think he, in the question of how he works with developers, he works closely with them. You know, they have his cell phone number, and he prides himself on those relationships.
So Tessa, I know everything shouldn't be black and white, but you hear the developers really like him. That might mean progressives on the other side might be really scared of him as head of the zoning committee. Mm-hmm. Mariah said he's pro-affordable housing. What's Alderman Burnett's actual record on affordable housing?
Yeah, so he really prides himself as being pro-affordable housing, saying it's a personal journey for him. He grew up in the former Cabrini Green public housing complex. And like Mariah said, he's pushed for developers to try and benefit his ward from minority hiring on projects. And he says he's one of the pioneers of the city's affordable housing ordinance. But even progressive alderpersons who are very, you know, kind of staunchly pro-affordable housing and maybe more to the left of Alderman Burnett are praising his appointment. They think he will work to try and distribute affordable housing better throughout the city and that he's going to work towards that. But he, you know, has sometimes changed his tune on that issue as well. The Better Government Association in 2022 did an investigation that showed he had softened his stance toward a developer to get out of affordable housing requirements after there was an influx of cash from that developer to people close to him. So perhaps maybe he's a little transactional on that issue sometimes, but it is something he, you know, prides himself on as something he champions.
So Mariah talked about all this change in his ward, as experience he has. Residents don't always like a lot of change in their neighborhood. What are you hearing? What are either of you hearing about how community members feel about how he's developed his ward?
Yeah, I think it probably depends on who you ask. You know, it's definitely a gentrified area with, you know, tech offices headquartered there and trendy restaurants. And with that has come an influx of residents who are, you know, wealthier and can afford those high prices. You know, recently the community group Neighbors of the West Loop, when there were some new buildings being proposed that'd be anchored by grocery stores, they were still raising concerns of they want more open space in the neighborhood, that's something they've long been raising. And it was interesting during the DNC, though, when I was just kind of walking around talking to some business owners, you know, a barbershop owner, they did note that they like to see the long-term investments in the neighborhood, that it was why they chose that location to headquarter their businesses there, because they knew that there would be this long-term growth and that was something they were banking on long-term.
So in many ways, Burnett is the compromise candidate. He's even expressed to you, Mariah, that he didn't want this position. What's going on there? I mean, what kind of relationships does he have with aldermen who aren't really close to Mayor Johnson?
Yeah, I would paint Burnett as like the cool kid in high school who like floats among different cliques. Like he's not in that one specific group, but can kind of get along with everyone. So I think it is fair to call him a compromise candidate. I asked him if he thinks he's the safe choice and he laughed because of course every alderman who's viewed as the safe choice now saw themselves as a reformer when they first got into government. And I think Burnett views himself in that way. But he is the compromise candidate. His ward is quite literally in the middle of the city, and he is in the middle of the political spectrum in the council. In our interview, he talked about his kind of philosophy around working with people, and I thought it was interesting what he said. Because he's been on the council so long, he talked about how he has seen people grow, change, mature, if you will, change their stance on things, and to just develop themselves as public figures. He's worked with heavyweights like Tony Preckwinkle, who's head of the Democratic Party in Illinois, Illinois now, Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, or Cook County Democratic Party, Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, Danny Davis, Bobby Rush. And so I think he was in our interview kind of hitting on this long-term city council idiom that there that Alderman Ed Burke, former Alderman Ed Burke, used to repeat as well. And Burnett didn't say it verbatim, but there are no permanent enemies, no permanent friends, just permanent interests. And this speaks to this philosophy of, you know, working with people despite political differences. And I think that's going to be Burnett's philosophy as zoning chair.
Tessa, Alderman Byron Sancho Lopez of the 25th Ward campaigned hard for this position. Obviously, he's not the pick. Mm-hmm. There was stiff opposition from the business community and among all the other alder people to Sancho Lopez. Why? How did that affect his ability to get enough votes?
Yeah, so this, you know, whole replacement for the chair has been going on for 10 months now, and in part because Mayor Johnson has not been able to find a consensus candidate from within the Latino caucus who was really advocating strongly that they should get to retain this seat and retain this chairmanship. They didn't want to let that go. And Alderman Byron Sancho Lopez, he's currently the chair of the Housing Committee, and he has definitely garnered a reputation as a firebrand. I think, you know, he would maybe, you know, readily, you know, acknowledge that. He says what he believes and he sticks by that, even if it's going to be seen as controversial. People might remember late last year, he had generated a lot of controversy when he spoke at a rally where a veteran had burned an American flag in protest to argue the DNC shouldn't be held in Chicago over the war in Gaza. And some of the conservative council members had tried to punish Sancho Lopez for that and remove his chairmanship from the Housing Committee. They were unsuccessful and he called them out for political posturing for their moves over that. And when it comes to housing policy, you know, he is very progressive and staunchly progressive, a staunch affordable housing advocate, which I think would have required him to really try to make some inroads with the business community who was already backing another alder person in opposition.
I want to switch gears for our last few minutes here. Last week, you discussed with Sasha the hiring freeze for city employees that Mayor Johnson instituted to try to plug this year's $223 million budget gap. Since then, we've learned that police and fire departments won't be included. What's the update?
Yeah, so it's been kind of hard to get specifics from the city on this hiring freeze. You know, so they implement this hiring freeze that they say is going to last through the end of the year to help close this $223 million end of year deficit. And they have a nearly $1 billion deficit for next year. They, you know, initially when they announced hiring freeze did not provide details. Alderpersons were under the impression city and fire would be included in this, which they were very upset about considering vacancies and all that. Then the city 2 days later said, actually, public safety personnel required under the consent decree are not going to be impacted by the hiring freeze, but they have not provided specifics. Even yesterday, Mayor Johnson at an event, when I asked about this, he simply said positions related to community safety will be exempt. And the reason this is important of whether the department wholesale is exempt or only certain positions is, for example, last year, Johnson created nearly 400 civilian positions within the police department to help shift officers back onto the streets. The Chicago Tribune had a great story recently saying only 51 of those positions have been filled. And so it matters whether, for example, these civilian positions are going to be exempt or not, because it will ultimately impact, you know, the vacancies we see with officers and, you know, Johnson's overall public safety plan. But we're still waiting on details.
All right. Well, we will be watching both of you. We've got about 1 minute left. So real quick, Sunday was the deadline for aldermen to say whether or not they were going to accept or decline a raise. What do we know about who accepted or declined?
So far, we have heard from two aldermen who have declined it, and those are the same two who declined it last year, Alderman Byron Sancho Lopez and Alderwoman Rosana Rodriguez Sanchez, both members of the Democratic Socialist Caucus, who I think declined the raise on principle. Other aldermen are taking it, saying this is just a drop in the bucket of the overall budget deficit. Reminder, the budget deficit is nearly $1 billion for next year. We did the math, and I think if everyone took the raises, including the mayor, city clerk, and treasurer, it would amount to a few hundred thousand dollars. And so it is, you know, a drop in the bucket, but still aldermen get criticized every year for taking the raise amid budget deficits, and I'm sure it will be no different this year.
If the bosses are listening, I will accept any raises personally. That's Mariah Wolfel and Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ City Government and Politics reporters. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and mixed by Ari Mejia. It was edited by Meha Ahmad. You can support the work we do on Reset by liking and subscribing to our podcast. We drop new episodes every weekday with a special one on Saturday. You can also sign up for our newsletter. Head to wbez.org/resetnews. I'm Patrick Smith, in for Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening.
I love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.